Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Neff. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting second. The shortstop, Andy Reese. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Mann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the New York Giants, Joe Genewich. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Reese reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Terry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann hits a fly ball into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Terry. Stevenson moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Beck moves to second. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gene Witch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson who is chasing the ball. Hogan reaches third base with a triple. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hogan scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 1 in the game. Mann hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a line drive towards first. Grimm catches it and steps on first to double up Lindstrom. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 1 in the game. Neff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English strikes out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. O'Dell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lefty O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Dell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0 for 1 in the game. Genewich takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welsh bunts towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Neff covering. Safe. Genewich moves to second. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 0 for 2 in the game. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. O'Dell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 2 in the game. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Toole hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hogan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell pinch runs for Shanti Hogan. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Genewich bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with McGuire covering, for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Welsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Welsh moves to second. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire catches it and throws to second with English covering, to double up Welsh. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell now catching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English strikes out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cohen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Stevenson moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Genewich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Welsh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neff for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 4 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 4 in the game. McGuire bunts towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. English moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 4 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Genewich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mann bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Reese moves to second. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom is walked intentionally. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese tags and moves to third. Lindstrom tags and moves to second. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Cohen is walked intentionally. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 4 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gienwich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gienwich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gienwich hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Welsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Mann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive towards first. Terry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. the Cubs will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-4 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Man settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-5 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cohen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cohen reaches second base with a double. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-5 in the game. O'Toole bunts towards the mound. Neff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohen moves to third. Pat Malone now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire has Cohen trapped. There's the throw to Hartnett and over to Beck, who tags Cohen for the out. O'Toole moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Genewich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Welsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Toole scores. O'Farrell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.